morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the inscrutable Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Rhea. What was that word? I didn't quite catch it this time.
Inscrutable.
Inscrutable. Oh, that sounds very, I'm going to say posh. I feel like I'm going to be posh this week. I'm guessing it's probably not, and it's completely opposite, but we'll go for posh.
No. It's you know, it makes you intelligent and unhappy. Look it up.
Well, people now know you're lying.
Look, I'm trying to find these. I think I'm using these weekly sessions as a way to increase my vocabulary and hopefully increase yours, but that doesn't seem to be working because you don't actually look these words up, do you?
No. I mean, you could tell me anything. Honestly, you could tell me it means anything, and I would probably use it in a sentence this week and get it completely wrong.
That's all right. Do you know, I have to be honest with you. When I went to search for this word, I put in on the internet, ancient wisdom.
Thanks. Is that the grey hair and the grey beard? I mean, you must have just called me Gandalf or someone.
I just loved it. I just had to. And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee was born back in the ancient times.
Yes, with Bruin and stuff like that. Yes.
Okay, we won't mention that I am actually older than Lee. So
ancient
plus one. Right. So the word on everybody's lips, of course, this week around the world is Metz. And, you know, it was bound to be the first time that everybody was going to get together because, of course, FLIBS was supposed to be that one. And then all of a sudden, you know, Europe couldn't make it over without quarantining, et cetera, et cetera. Those restrictions lifted on November 8th, I do believe. And now Metz was, you know, everything was free and clear. Metz was going to be the show of 2021. But we've had an announcement from the Dutch government, and it seems like things have changed. Metz is going ahead, of course, but there are some restrictions happening. What's going on with Metz?
Yeah, there is a little bit of restrictions. It's not as bad as people are going to think, to be honest with you. But for people traveling to the show, there are a few rules and regulations basically that will run through, just so everybody has an idea of exactly what they're going to need to get into Metz anyway. So for travelers arriving via air from outside the EU, you're going to need the following to at least just get into the country. So you're going to need the Netherlands Health Declaration form. This can be found on the Dutch government website. We'll put a link to it on the Blue Marine Travel website. You're also going to need your proof of vaccination and also a vaccination declaration form. Again, the vaccination declaration form can also be found on the Dutch government's website. Again, also on the Blue Marine Travel website. You'll need a negative COVID test to enter the Netherlands from a high-risk area. A traveler needs either a negative PCR test result from less than 48 hours before departure or a negative antigen test result from less than 24 hours before. Now, also for travellers from a country deemed high risk, you will also need the quarantine declaration form. The mandatory quarantine requirement does not apply to travellers. However, a traveller from a high risk area does need to complete the quarantine declaration form. Now, this has to be printed out and it must be taken during travelling. When completing the form, please tick the box that indicates that you fall into an exemption category. In the exemption category box, you can write significant contribution to Dutch economy. And in the supporting document box, proof of vaccination. Nothing else is required in section 2 or 3. Now, for anybody who does need to print and complete this document, it can be found at www.quarantinedeclaration.government.nl. Now, for travellers arriving from inside the EU and the Schengen area, all you need is the health declaration form and proof of vaccination, proof of recovery, or a negative test result.
Wow. So, well, I mean, as expected, straight across the board right now, regardless of restrictions or lockdowns or anything else, the paperwork is heavy to travel.
It is. Yeah, as always, lots of paperwork to fill in. So it is a little bit time consuming, unfortunately. Go on the days where you can just rock up an airport and get through within 5 or 10 minutes. That's well and truly gone now, unfortunately. So yeah, you will be top heavy with paper. But I guess the good news is you can still travel there. However, there are, as far as I'm aware, there are curfews in place with regards to what time bars and restaurants have to close. I think it's 8 o'clock. I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head. So for anyone traveling who is looking to party afterwards, you might be slightly out of luck.
Okay. And as far as, I guess, Metz itself, I guess that would sort of cancel any evening events that they may have.
As far as I know, there seems to be some strange rules with regards to trade shows, et cetera, and ways of getting around it. But with regards to Metz or whatever, as far as I know, I believe they're going to sort of push stuff back a little bit earlier in the day so it doesn't run past the curfew. But that's as far as I know.
All right. Perfect. News out of Belgium.
Yeah, so travellers who hold a recent rapid antigen test can now travel to Belgium without being subject to additional rules such as self-isolation requirements, since Belgium's authorities now accept this type of test as valid proof for entry. Testing in the context of travelling can be a PCR test or a rapid antigen test. A PCR test is valid for 72 hours, where the rapid antigen test is valid the day of testing and only the day after testing. Following the new changes, unvaccinated and unrecovered travellers who plan to visit Belgium are now permitted entry if they present the rapid antigen test that has been taken recently.
Air France and KLM have some news.
They have. So we've talked about this before, quite a while ago, actually 3 or 4 months ago, with regards to the scheme. But we'll go into a bit more detail, actually, because they've sort of rolled it out a bit further. So Air France and KLM have recently announced a major expansion to their ready to fly and upload at home schemes. Basically, this is whereby passengers can check all their documentation at home and rest easy, knowing there'll be no nasty surprises when arriving at the airport to check in for their flight. Whereas previously, the services were only on selected routes, KLM and Air France have announced that the majority of their network is now eligible for the aforementioned services. Customers who have booked a flight on one of KLM or Air France's destinations and are eligible for this service will receive an invitation to participate. Passengers will then collect the required documents and upload them up to 5 hours before departure. It can't be any closer than that. It has to be at least 5 hours before departure. They will then be sent a result by email, usually within 1 hour. KLM staff performing the checks are available between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Central European time. Now, once at the airport, if they've gone through the scheme that we've just talked about, all customers will be able just to hand over their passports and their bags at the drop-off centre and go through into departures. It's as simple as that.
Do you know what? All these things that are coming up, it's going to make airports themselves very wealthy, because people are going to have to spend far more time in the airport. They're going to want food. They're going to want drink. I'm sure sales within airports are going to skyrocket with all these changes.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? Like you say, you know, gone are days where, like we said earlier, you could just rock up and be through within, you know, space 10 or 15 minutes. You know, realistically, you're looking probably 3 or 4 hours for check-in. And that's, you know, like you say, people are going to be wanting drinks and food and duty free and all the rest of it. So, yeah, you would imagine for definite that there's going to be an increase in sales for sure.
Well, I can tell you right now, if you've got kids, you're going to spend the amount that you probably spend on vacation in the airport, just keeping them occupied prior to getting on the plane.
That's true. And everybody knows a ham sandwich and a cup of coffee at an airport, I mean, that is the cost of your firstborn anyway.
Right. Some of those sandwiches that you go to buy, and it's like, you look at the price tag, it is like $10, and you know damn well that you get the exact same sandwich in the local gas station for like $1.50.
Yeah.
Insane.
I mean, they know how to charge, don't they? It's crazy.
And they're just as disgusting as the $1.50 gas station sandwich.
They are. And yeah.
Don't ever get the ones with fish in them, like tuna ones. Oh yeah, you'll get on that plane and you wonder what the hell you were thinking.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you don't want to hit turbulence, do you, if you've had one of those?
No. Air New Zealand has some changes as well.
Yeah, so Air New Zealand announced this past week that passengers traveling domestically with no vaccination or negative test result will no longer be able to fly. The rule announced on Tuesday morning will apply to all passengers aged 12 or older traveling on an Air New Zealand aircraft actually within New Zealand. Obviously, Air New Zealand already requires passengers boarding their international services to present proof of their vaccination status already. Air New Zealand domestic passengers not fully vaccinated will be able to provide evidence of a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours before departure. The airline, it seems, are running this as a trial, setting an end date of March the 31st, 2022, at what point then the airline will reassess its policy based on the situation within the country. Now, also staying with New Zealand as well, there is another release of MIQ vouchers this week on the 18th of November at 1 p.m. New Zealand time. Again, the lobby will open 1 hour prior, and there are 4,200 rooms available, and these are across November, December, January, and February.
Wow. Someone's making a killing off that, eh?
It just seems crazy to me at the moment. I mean, everybody knows my thoughts on the MIQ system, but when you've got COVID, which is pretty much rife now within Auckland and surrounding areas of New Zealand, it's creeping up everywhere now. To be locking people down who are negative when they get into the country just seems absolutely bonkers when you've got so much in the country. But there we go. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah, well, it's shared. We really want to go into my opinion on the world because I should be queen of the world and things would be so much different.
You should.
Austria.
Yeah, so the Austrian authorities have announced that starting from the first Monday of next month, that's December the 6th, vaccination certificates that prove that the holder has taken two vaccine doses will now only be valid for 9 months only. Previously, vaccination certificates had a 12-month validity period in Austria. However, in line with the new rules that are soon to be effective, vaccination passes will only be accepted if they indicate that no more than 9 months have passed from the time when the second vaccine dose was administered.
Right. Crew question this week.
Yeah, so we received a few questions in this week with regards to the reopening of the US borders once again. As we know, they opened on the 8th of November. Basically, what people want to know is how and what it means for unvaccinated seafarers, because we know the rules with regards to vaccinated, but we haven't talked about unvaccinated. What I can tell you is that seafarers who hold a C1 or a D non-immigrant visa are exempt from the requirements. So now, like all other passengers, crew in this category must present a negative COVID-19 viral test result or proof of having recovered from COVID-19 in the last 90 days before boarding their flight. Those not fully vaccinated must take the test no more than 1 day before departure rather than 72. They must also get a second test 3 to 5 days after arrival unless they can document having recovered from COVID-19 in the past 90 days. Now, crew travelling with the C1 and D non-immigrant visa who are embarking aboard their vessel the same day they arrive in the US, they must either self-quarantine in a single occupancy cabin with a private bathroom for at least 7 days after arriving in the US, or maintain a working quarantine on board the ship for at least 7 days after arriving. Crew who are not embarking the day they arrive must self-quarantine for 7 days in hotel accommodation.
Most yachts, though, I mean, just taking a look across all the, you know, available crew sites on Facebook and, you know, crew wanted, most yachts are now requiring all crew to be vaccinated.
It does seem to be a growing trend. Especially, I mean, if you've got charts and all the rest of it, then it makes sense for people to be vaccinated. You know, it could basically kill your yacht, I suppose, if, you know, it may be a prerequisite of somebody who wants to chart a yacht that your crew are vaccinated. So I would imagine probably the majority of yachts are going to want vaccinated crew. But I mean, I know there are crew out there that aren't, you know, and good luck to them. Hopefully, fingers crossed, they can carry on working, but it's going to be a lot more difficult.
Yeah. It's not a judgment either way. I mean, you know, you have every right to make your own decision. I'm just stating that the more and more all the jobs are coming up saying you must be vaccinated, you must be vaccinated. So it is going to become quite difficult. And not only, you know, the actual job, but as well getting to that job is becoming more and more and more difficult if you're not vaccinated, which you know, there's so many arguments going on around that. I mean, you see all sorts of people. You see, in Canada lately, there's been protest beyond protest in regards to the healthcare system and the fact that unless you're double vaccinated, you can't work within the healthcare system. You can't go into a restaurant unless you have to show your vaccination papers before you go into a restaurant. And I think England is looking at the same idea in regards to the healthcare. If you're not double vaccinated, you can't work in healthcare. And right now we're taking a look at two countries that have an overburdened healthcare system. So if they're going to require their healthcare professionals to have a double vaccination, those healthcare professionals decide that they don't want, the shortage that they already have is going to be magnified by a million. And I, you know, I get it, but at the end of the day, that vaccination doesn't mean that you're going to not be a carrier.
Yeah, I mean, you can still get it, you can still carry it, you can still pass it on. I mean, it basically, from my understanding, you know, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a healthcare or anything, but my understanding is basically it means you won't get it quite as bad. But other than that, you know, like you say, you can be a carrier, you can pass it on to people. So, but like, yeah, I mean, the whole UK thing, I think I was reading somewhere they were saying that there's 100,000 healthcare workers in the UK currently who are unvaccinated. And I think they've given them a deadline of March or April next year to make sure they're vaccinated. If not, they're out the door, which is, you know, for a country that is struggling to attract healthcare workers anyway, to lose 100,000 off your line already, it's going to be difficult times, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, and I, you know, the thing is, as I've said before, I am double vaccinated. I have got myself vaccinated for multiple reasons. But, you know, these people working in healthcare, if they decide that they're not going to be vaccinated, it's their own health they're putting at risk. You know, if they are inundated, they're constantly surrounded by people that have COVID. They're constantly treating people that have COVID. It's their own health that is at risk. It's not anybody else's health. Because, you know, they are a carrier one way or the other, vaccinated or not vaccinated. So I don't know, you know, it's difficult. It's so difficult. And to be able to, you know, to be told to go into a restaurant, for example, in Canada, that you've got to show your vaccination papers, but those working there don't have to show you their vaccination papers. It's, you know, no one's quite getting it right, but I guess, you know, it's trial and error, and eventually we'll get there, hopefully one day.
Fingers crossed, let's hope so. I totally agree. I mean, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's everybody's body. They should be entitled to do as they please. But, you know, it seems to be the way of the world. I mean, most countries seem to be going the same way. I know New Zealand here, they've even made it mandatory for childcare work. You know, people who are working with children in the education sector, they all have to be vaccinated. And there's a school or a preschool or kindergarten, they call them here, had to close down because they couldn't get enough staff vaccinated. And so they've literally just closed the doors. And you're now talking of, I mean, I don't know how many children they had, but say 50 or 60 children who have been at like kindergarten for so long who now need to move somewhere else. So that's added pressure in a time of COVID that you're now putting on parents. They've got to now try and find somewhere else to put their kids. So it's like you say, there's just not one size fits all in this. You know, it's not as straightforward as get vaccinated or, you know, there's lots of blurred lines and it's difficult for people to weigh up and make the right decision for themselves.
I would understand it if having the vaccination meant that you couldn't be a carrier. Then I would say yes, straight across the board, everybody should be vaccinated, because once you're vaccinated, you can't carry it, you can't transmit it, you can't pass it on to somebody else. By all means, yes, make it mandatory. But that's not the case. It's not the case at all. It's just purely protection of oneself. It's, you know, people go out with riding a bike without a helmet all the time. I mean, yeah, that is mandated by law. But, you know, survival, what is that, Murphy's Law, survival of the fittest? Like, you know, if you're going to fall off your bike and not wear a helmet because and you're a daredevil, well, then, you know, you deserve to be brain dead. No, that's not even nice. But you do. But it's the same with COVID. If you work in healthcare and you don't want to get vaccinated, then it's you that you're putting at risk. It's nobody else that you're putting at risk. And I don't know, you know, if a 50-year-old or a 40-year-old or a 30-year-old wants to take that risk, that's up to them. I mean, you know.
Yeah, totally agree. You know, it doesn't sit right with me forcing people to do certain things, but then I don't work in government, so.
Yeah, well, Let me tell you, I'm following a lot of these that do work in government, and I just shake my head because I'm surprised that they actually got off that short bus licking window thing. I swear, most of them rode that short yellow bus and licked windows on their way to school every day. Most of them around the world.
Probably, yeah, I think there's probably just one mass drop-off.
Oh, and it's like, let's pile all these people into this short bus, let them lick some windows for a while, and then elect them into office around the world. Because that's how we're going to move forward and, you know, save the planet and all sorts of other things. That's a good idea. But hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. As always, we set the world to rights, Lee. I do appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Yep. No, always good for a chinwag.
And I look forward to speaking with you next week. And let's hope that you bring some good news. I mean, we are heading up into the Christmas time and, you know, with New Zealand and its lottery, it'll be interesting to see if things change and if more seafarers are able to get home to their families for Christmas. And it will be interesting to see if there's regulations relaxed a little bit around the world as far as borders go for the Christmas season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, especially, you know, with Europe now as well. Netherlands, you know, all right, it's not affected travel into the country quite so much. But there does seem to be another wave hitting. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens within Europe and if there's any further travel restrictions put in place. So it's going to be an interesting time coming up into the new year.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the third or fourth wave now through Europe, but it is another wave from the research that I've done. And I, you know, call it age, but I forget which wave it is. There's been so many. yeah, three or four. There's so many. But yeah, it's experiencing another wave. So we'll see how this sort of goes off into the season because I, you know, the last two Christmases, of course, in Europe, there's been, you know, you can't have more than, you know, six people in your household. You have to have your bubble, et cetera, et cetera. And I think people were looking forward to this year having that sort of, you know, traditional Christmas where every friend, foe and family showed up and knocked on your door and everybody had drinks and hung out and Boxing Day and New Year's and that sort of thing. And it'll be interesting to see if that's sort of quelched this year.
Let's hope so. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Like you say, the last two have been a bit of a damp squib, shall we say. So hopefully, fingers crossed this year, people will get the Christmas they deserve.
Yeah, well, we all need something to look for. I put my Christmas tree up already because I was sort of losing hope in humanity. And I sort of have this joy to look at this Christmas tree and think, you know, at least that's lighting my life up.
There you go. Keep up all year round.
I think I might, you know, everything else is dark and then I've got this pretty Christmas sparkling tree. And I'm like, if that's the only sparkle I have in my world, I will keep that.
Have it in the background next week.
I will. Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll bring Christmas cheer to the world. Right, Lee, once again, thank you very much. And I have to mention that if you want to keep up to date on an hour by hour basis to everything that is going on in the travel world, please do head over to Lee's LinkedIn. Of course, we'll provide that link at the bottom of this interview as well. Any of the links that you are looking for that Lee has spoken about in this interview today, it will be on the Blue Marine Travel website, which we will provide a link for. And yeah, you know, all the instructions for if you are traveling from overseas or within Europe or the Schengen area for METS, all of that information is there as well. So definitely head over to their website and get all your ducks in a row before you travel because you don't want to show up at the airport and be told to go home.
No, it wouldn't be fun at all, would it?
No. And again, Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee and I were born back in the late 1900s. Thanks, Lee. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much. Yep, see you next week.
You've been watching another edition of A Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.
Seated in zones E and F at this time. Your zone number has been indicated in the middle bottom portion of your boarding card.